Sure, the bots are getting pretty smart, but are they emotionally intelligent? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's getting easier and easier to talk to machines, from digital voice assistants like Siri and Alexa to the latest generation of AI chatbots. Natural language processing technology has made it possible to engage in pretty human-like conversations with forms of artificial intelligence. But can a bot ever really get us? That's what Aniket Behra is working on. He's an associate professor of computer science at Purdue University, who's trying to teach emotional intelligence to artificial intelligence, because he says language is a lot more than just words.
There is an inherent emotion when we are growing up. We're looking at our parents, are looking at our friends and family. So these kind of human level learnings, we are trying to replicate some of that from an AI perspective. So we are trying to train these AI models on human data. Like, this is happiness, this is sadness, learn on these things. These are subtle aspects. So we are trying to teach them, let's say, how a parent would teach their child.
What are some of the real world applications of emotionally intelligent AI?
So one of the projects we worked on is, you know, when COVID started, you know, there was a big rise in mental health cases throughout the country. So we talked to therapists, we discussed this with psychiatrists, and we collaborated with them to build this therapy AI agent to not replace real therapists, but to have these intermediate therapy sessions with a virtual agent, which sort of have a normal conversation. It's not a detection platform, but it will help you connect with your therapist and stay in the loop for a longer time than between two therapy sessions, which today in big cities, it can go for upwards of more than a month.
Do you have concerns about, you know, developments in this space maybe being used in less altruistic ways? I can imagine it could be used in ways where it makes judgments of a person's emotional state or their tone, or extrapolates things that maybe could cause harm to someone.
Right. And I mean, you're absolutely right. There are potentially many harmful implications of these kind of things. So we, as a community, as a research community, we have to make sure that our system understands our cultural backgrounds. Our system needs to understand racial backgrounds, needs to understand gender background.
Right, because there are a lot of things encoded in how we interpret emotion that are based in how we perceive things like gender and race and all of these social constructs.
Absolutely. So we collect data from all possible cultures, races, genders, geographic locations. And the more diverse data the AI will be trained on, it will become less and less, you know, racist, less sexist. You know, there are cultural differences, right? And we need to decouple the problem of culture being a separate culture, race, gender being a separate problem, as well as looking at the specific aspects of emotions which are not culture sensitive.
Aniket Behra is a professor of computer science at Purdue University. We've got more on Aniket Behra's projects on our website, marketplacetech.org. He points out that talking to AI could be especially helpful for people who are neurodivergent or who have social anxiety and find it more challenging to share with a human therapist. He says understanding nonverbal communication could also be important for robots like self-driving cars, not necessarily to better understand the passengers, but to better understand an environment, the road, which is full of unpredictable humans. You know, as drivers, we do this kind of thing all the time, though maybe not enough, when we slow down to make eye contact with a pedestrian in order to understand which direction they might be headed. Of course, we touched on the potential harms of emotion recognition AI. A piece in Wired last December noted that previous studies on this tech show it still echoes human biases. For instance, one study found it consistently perceived black faces as angrier. But as Wired points out, it's being deployed in the real world more and more, which our producer Jesus Alvarado smartly noted last December was going to be a big story to watch this year. For example, Zoom, the video conference app, is introducing Zoom IQ, which could provide an analysis of users' emotions and engagement during meetings. Yeah, nothing good's going to come of that. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.